This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hopefully you're having a great day. The battle over the budget continues. Not even a budget battle. It's more of a debt battle. More of a debt ceiling battle. More of a, you know what? We'll do whatever we want to do. We'll pretend that we won on the right and the left. Oh, we really kind of lost, but they love it. So they really won. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, clearly got rolled on this. And he's still out there touting the praises of this deal like it's something, and it's not. So we've got that for you. Also, we've got the percentage or the number of colleges in this country that have purposely segregated their graduations will blow your mind. We'll have that story for you, too. And former President Trump goes after one of his biggest supporters, which, I don't know, it begs the question, what are we doing here? It begs that question. I'm going to listen. I like President Trump. I'm going to vote for him again. I want him to be the president. I think that he should have had a second term already. I think he should be in right now. But I'm not really sure I understand what he's doing here, even on a Wednesday. Let's go. What's going on, Carrie? How you doing?
No, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Just enjoying the music here. Polo's making it happen. Sam Bam as well. That's how we do it. Let's go. So we've got Ted Poe on, former U.S. representative. He's also a judge. Love having Ted on. Been friends a long time. Good long interview with him about the budget process, the debt ceiling process, what's really going on here, who really won, who didn't win, why the Republicans are not doing what they're doing. Also, Andy Biggs, who is currently in the House of Representatives from the great state of Arizona. We'll have him on as well. And just going to break it down. He is unhappy. He is the boss over at the Freedom Caucus, and they are none too happy about this. One wonders if you'll have dozens and dozens of Republicans voting against this thing tonight. We'll break all that down. Hour number two is when we'll start focusing on that. Want to get into some other stuff here, though. I still don't get, well, I do get, I take that back, I do get. I understand why President Trump is going after DeSantis. I think that he finds Ron DeSantis to be somebody who's disloyal. I think he finds DeSantis to be somebody who, because of what he did for DeSantis, and he did help him. He helped him a lot. There's no denying he helped him. Because he helped him so much in his run for governor the first time, I think he thinks DeSantis should not get in his way as he goes for his second term as president. I think Trump really believes that, and I get it. I understand Trump pretty well. I don't understand why you would complain about the state of Florida when, in fact, you live there and Florida is being run very well. So I'm a little confused by that, and saying that Florida did not handle COVID as well as New York is factually untrue. It just is. Anybody know? He knows it's factually untrue. So I'm not sure if he thinks that's going to resonate with people. But this is what Trump does in a campaign. He goes after those who want the same thing he wants. He does all he can to bring them down, and it worked very, very well in 2016. I don't understand why you go after other people, though. And this criticism of his former press secretary is surprising to me because I think she did a great job. Carrie, if you don't mind, spell this one out for me.
From the Daily Mail, former President Donald Trump turned on his ex-press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, criticizing her on his Truth Social platform Tuesday night, accusing her of sharing inaccurate poll numbers during an appearance on Fox News. Quote, Kayleigh milquetoast McEnany just gave out the wrong poll numbers on Fox News. I am up 34 points on DeSanctimonious, not 25 up, he wrote, using his nickname for Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, while misspelling the term milquetoast. While 25 is great, it's not 34. She knew the number was corrected upwards by the group that did the poll. The rhinos and globalists can have her. Fox News should only use real stars, Trump continued. The term milquetoast describes someone seen as bland or feeble, derived from Casper Milquetoast, a meek comic strip character from the 1920s named after the comfort food milquetoast. He's been described as the original snowflake. A former aide, McEnany, 35, was the last person to serve in the role of White House press secretary before Trump's presidency came to an end in January 2021. She started in April 2020.
So again, I mean, I'm not sure I get it. Yeah, milquetoast is M-I-L-Q-U-E-T-O-A-S-T. He spelled it milk, next word, toast. I get the mistake, but he's done this a couple of times. I think the most famous time was Covfefe, to be honest with you. I'm guessing nobody checks these before he sends them out.
That would be my guess, too.
Just, hey, here's what it is. Yeah. Hello. You know what I mean? I'm confused by it. So, yes, milquetoast basically describes somebody, as Carrie said, feeble. I would throw the word meek in there, somebody who's meek. We've had Kayleigh McEnany on the show many times. She was on the show before she was press secretary, on the show when she had her double mastectomy, on the show. I mean, we've had her on the show a lot. We've had Trump on the show much more. But in reviewing her job as press secretary, she was great. She would literally meet with the guy. And then I think he would watch her do the press conference, which was interesting. Unlike Biden, who I don't think knows there is a press conference every day. But she would carry the company line. She did a great job with it. And I'm not really sure why he's attacking her. I'll tell you this. Kayleigh McEnany did not gather the information on the poll she was reading. Carrie, we would agree to that, right? She was probably given that by somebody at Fox.
Yes.
I mean, that would be my expectation. So it's not like she made up the poll. Not like she purposely used lower numbers than higher numbers. But I don't understand why he's calling her a globalist now and milquetoast and this and that, when she was one of the first out there in 2016 on the right to fully back his candidacy. I don't know what she said. Has she come out for DeSantis? Do you know? Has she done something against Trump?
I don't think so. No, I haven't heard anything like that.
And again, I mean, Trump will go after you if you do something that he deems to be disloyal. I get it. He might go after me for saying, I'm not sure I understand why he's attacking Kayleigh McEnany. But here's what people who aren't inside the Beltway are thinking. Here's what people who don't do what I do for a living are thinking. They're thinking, why is he doing this? Why is he, first of all, going after DeSantis doesn't really make sense. Now that DeSantis is in, I get it. He's going to attack somebody he sees as a chief rival. Fine. People still aren't comfortable by it, but they'll still, okay, I get it. But this one, I'm not sure I understand. Has she come out and said something against him? And one wonders if me saying what I'm saying right now, if that will be seen as disloyal as well. And I'm not a Trump loyalist in that I've ever worked for him and that I was in his administration, but I am somebody who liked that he said what he was going to do, that he did it. He lowered taxes, regulations, built as much wall as he can get away with building with Congress, you know, in his way. I don't understand why you've got to be careful and walk on eggs around the guy. He's a tough guy, 70-something years old, been in business forever. He is a great negotiator. Do you really not have back and forths and debate? And again, I don't know that Kayleigh McEnany has done anything. She's a young woman, a young mother, who supported him wholeheartedly as the press secretary. I thought she did a great job. And I thought Spicer was a pretty good press secretary. I thought Kayleigh McEnany was much better. I think that Sarah Huckabee Sanders did a great job too and was attacked even more than Kayleigh was. But why you would attack anybody that you personally appointed to a very important job doesn't make sense unless Kayleigh said, I am anti-Trump. Now, if she did that, Carrie, I would understand.
Yeah, and I'm looking, and this is from the Business Insider. McEnany was apparently citing data last week by Trump's pollsters, McLaughlin and Associates, which found DeSantis had gained 9 points against Trump, reducing his polling lead from 34 to 25 points.
Trump claims that the same polling group went back and said, oh, we've got to make a correction. Yeah. And the correction is he's up by 35.
Well, I'm not seeing anything that says, you know, she said she's thinking he can't win. She's backing DeSantis or somebody else.
And again, even if she did say that, I mean, I get a little bit of wrath, but the globalists can have her, throw her away. She's milk toast. She's lying about the poll numbers. I mean, Trump is smart. He's got to know. Listen, I have been on network television a lot. I've been on local television a lot. When somebody says, here is the poll, yeah, I might try to verify it before I hit the air with it if I have time. But if I'm on the air and somebody throws a poll up, I'm going to read it. And I'm going to say this college or this organization, this outlet did this poll. Here's what they say. How is it on her? And did he really think that she said, let me just lie about the poll numbers to make him look bad? I don't think he thinks that. No way he thinks that.
But so why? Why do that? I mean, somebody that's been completely loyal, as far as we know, to your administration, to your campaign.
I don't know why he makes the move, unless he knows something we don't know. And if he does, he's got to tell us. Let me tell you, Kayleigh McEnany said this about me, and she went on this show and did that thing, and then she applied for this, and she supported with finances to my opponent. I mean, say something that gives a context, because right now, I think most everybody is as perplexed as I am.
Does this change your mind? I don't think it does, because you just said you're going to vote for him. This does not change your mind.
It doesn't.
About anything. Okay.
Well, it doesn't, but I mean, you hear me. I'm calling him out.
I hear you, yes.
Please tell me why you're saying this. Because, I support him on policy. Look, I don't know that I support his personal life. In many moves over the 40 years I've been aware of him, I don't. But in what he says he will do business-wise, he did. I love The Apprentice. Very cool show. I love that he brought so much money in for NBC. And then he woke up to the fact that they were against him once he said he was running. I like that he's awakening every day, it seems, to those who are his detractors. But, Kerry, instead of going after who I think is the real challenge for him, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's going after Ron DeSantis, the guy that he got along with 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And instead of going after, Snowflake here, KJP, he's going after his own press secretary.
Yeah.
Instead of going after Biden, he's lighting up Kayleigh McEnany.
Right. And let's say, or 25, 35 points, I don't know which one. Why would you still go for DeSantis when you're so far ahead at this point? Will that change? Probably, maybe.
Well, it has to.
We're still a ways away. But
right.
So why go after him so early, right out of the gate, and then him, and then McEnany, and not against the Democrats?
And it's a great point. The thing that I'll make as clear as I can, and I said this last week at some point too, and I'll say it again. Let me say this very clearly. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is the problem for Trump. It's not DeSantis. Trump, I believe, will become the nominee if he does it right. I mean, right now, I think he's hitting a couple of bumps in the road. I don't know why you attack McEnany unless you could tell me that she did something that I didn't realize. But this poll number thing, that's a network thing. That could be Fox changing the numbers. Who knows? But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not going to be taking votes away from Biden. He's going to be taking votes away from the conservative or the Republican because he's saying the right things. He's anti-vax, anti-Fauci, pro-freedom, anti-trans men or trans women who are men competing against real women. He is saying things that conservatives say. He's saying things that his uncle said to become the president of this country. John F. Kennedy would be a conservative or a Republican today. He would not be a Democrat. Robert F. Kennedy is running as a Democrat. But if Biden ends up being the nominee, which he probably will be because the Democrats hate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's going to probably run as an independent. And he's not going to take even one vote away from Biden. The votes will all come away from the right. That's the guy you got to focus on. You've got to focus on Vivek, maybe. He's a young guy with young ideas who's a true conservative who loves America. That's a guy you've got to worry about. I don't know why Trump and DeSantis didn't have a meeting. Maybe they did. Maybe they did, and I'm not privy to it. I don't know why they don't have a meeting where, okay, Ron, listen, I'm running again. going to be fantastic, going to be great. Why don't you be my vice president? You'll be my secretary of state. You'll be my attorney general, whatever. I'll put you in the administration. When I'm done with my next 4 years, it's all yours, brother. Why not have that talk? And maybe they did, and maybe DeSantis said no. I don't know. But to go after him incessantly, you're go and watch conservatives talk about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They like this guy a lot. I would focus on that. Nobody's going to worry about Biden. Biden's going to be Biden. And if you've got a viable candidate, he's going to lose in 24. But this the attacks on his own side. I don't, because when you say something like DeSantis was disloyal, blah, blah, I'll hear you. But when you say he ran Florida horribly during COVID, what? People, AOC fled to Florida for vacation because it was free and liberating. It wasn't New York. So I'm confused. Your thoughts about this? Hey, listen, I am so willing to hear from people who are listening and watching who want to tell me you're wrong about this. He's right to go after McEnany. He's right to go after DeSantis. I'll hear you. Love to hear from you. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Let me say it again. I'm a Trump guy. I think he should be the president right now. I want him to be the president again. But I'm confused by this stuff. Coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you on a Wednesday. Thanks. We've got Andy Biggs coming up next hour. He's a Republican from Arizona. We also have Ted Poe coming on the program, hour number three. Breaking down this debt ceiling debacle. Look, I'll say this again, and I've been posting this on social. I don't care if Kevin McCarthy gets mad at me. I don't care. I don't. He got rolled. He got rolled by this. You're going to have a bunch of Democrats making sure this goes through. Carrie, I'm going to predict you're going to have 60 Republicans will vote against this.
60.
60.
Okay. Last I heard was for at least 40. So, okay.
I'm going to go 60 are going to vote against this. Nancy Mace, who we've had on the program, we're going to have her back, I think, Friday. We're working on Friday. She posted a thread last night on Twitter that everybody should go and check out because she lays out exactly how rolled McCarthy got. $4 to $6 trillion in increased debt. $29 billion of COVID money is not going to go back to the states. It's not going to go. It's not going to go to pay down the debt. It's just going to be at the Department of Commerce, whatever. You're talking about not getting rid of the 87,000 IRS agents. He talks about cutting spending, but that's really not true because he's basing it on COVID spending. And you've got this this baseline budgeting where it goes up automatically by 1% a year. Why? So again, McCarthy got rolled, and he can get as mad at me as he wants. Come on his program and debate me if he wants on this deal. This is a horrible deal. Not even close to a good deal. And we're going to have Andy Biggs on to talk about that. Also going to have Ted Poe on to talk about. Meantime, I don't know, Trump going after just about everybody. Because at this point, I'm not going to be surprised if he comes out against somebody else that we would think that he would never do that. And he's doing it. I'm not really sure why. A lot of people are on the phone lines want to be heard. If you can't get through, go to joepags.com, scroll down, and click on contact. That'll send an email to the team. You can also go to the social media and go follow. Carrie did post my reel today is Joe Biden trying to explain what NOAA stands for.
Okay.
It's National Oceanic, I should say. I'm going to mess it up now. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's literally reading it. I wasn't just now. That's top of my head. I know, really smarty pants. But National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Right.
He's got it written in front of him, and he just can't get it out.
Okay.
So you got that for you. Go check that out on the Instagram Reels. Go to Instagram, look up Joe Talk Show. We're on the fast pace to 200,000 followers. So do me a favor. We're at 176 now. If you're on Instagram, if you've seen my Come On videos, and a lot of you have, and you haven't clicked that follow button, Karen, I'm going to let him in on something.
Mm-hmm.
It's free.
Free.
It is. It's free. It's free to follow.
You must do it. Yes.
So now I'm not going to take any calls right now. If I do, you're going to get short shrift. So stay on the line. We're going to take you through the break. I want your opinion on Trump seemingly going after anybody he feels like. And look, it's his right. He can complain about Carrie McEnany, Kayleigh McEnany if he wants. Not Carrie McEnany, that's her sister. I don't know. Kayleigh McEnany can complain all he wants. But there's going to be a political backlash because people like me, people like those who are listening, just want to be able to understand, okay, all right, you went after Kayleigh, then tell me what happened that got us here. And I think Carrie, I think he's leaving that part out.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't know why he's so mad at her. I don't know why he's so mad at DeSantis. That's all we're asking. So we'll take your calls when we come back. Lots going on. Do not miss a second of this program. We're jam-packed with information about this debt ceiling increase that you need to know. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.